This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State lawmakers are moving forward on limiting when the powerful sedative ketamine can be administered during a law enforcement interaction. EMTs in Aurora got Elijah McClain's weight wrong and gave him a dose appropriate for someone twice his size. A Democratic bill headed for the House, a vote in the House, says police cannot influence or encourage EMTs to administer ketamine. The Adams County District Attorney says a police officer was justified in the fatal shooting of a woman who pretended to hold an acquaintance hostage. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
The incident in January started with police pursuing a stolen vehicle on I-76 in Henderson. The two women in the car fled and hid in an unlocked RV. Police surrounded it and ordered them out. When they emerged, the first to come out screamed that the woman behind her, Harmony Wolfgram, was holding a gun to her back and threatening to kill her. The ensuing investigation found that Wolfgram was not armed and created the hostage ruse to try to escape arrest. But an officer, believing the other woman to be in danger, fired, killing Wolfgram. The DA's investigation concluded he did not violate the law in using deadly force. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And a quick correction to a story yesterday. The Denver 7 News Building at Speer and Lincoln was built in 1969. Colorado Springs, 66 degrees. Denver, 63. Vail, 63. This is CPR and KRCC.